The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. The new Apple Podcasts iOS 14.5 app has changed the way it displays episode notes, we've discovered. It no longer supports HTML links at all. We link to our research and recommendations for episode notes in every app, and we thank Art19 for the initial ideas. Apple and Spotify aren't the only method of getting paid subscribers for your podcast. Spanish podcast platform iVoox just celebrated its third year of running paid subscriptions. It has more than 2,000 creators taking part, and it plans a webinar on May the 19th. The New York Times has announced their Q1 21 results. Revenues overall are up 6.6%. Digital advertising revenue, which includes podcasts, grew from 48% of the company's revenue a year ago to 61%. It's Canada's turn for Edison Research's Infinite Dial 2021, which will be announced on May the 13th at 2 p.m. Toronto time. Last year, the research said 37% of Canadians listen to podcasts monthly. It's designed for direct comparison between Canada and other countries. Audio equipment manufacturer Rode has brought back their My Rodecast competition. You can submit a 1 to 2 minute mini episode to My Rodecast for a chance to win one of more than 100 podcasting prize packs, they say. Twitter Spaces is now available to almost everyone on iOS and Android if you have more than 600 followers. The company has also announced plans to charge for Spaces, to schedule Spaces in future, and to co-host. It has 187 million daily users. Clubhouse, meanwhile, announced that they're testing an Android app with a few select users. They have 10 million weekly users. And Podcast Day 24 has announced new speakers for their North American leg, including iHeart's Connell Byrne and Sounds Profitable's Brian Barletta. We hear that there are also announcements tomorrow from Australia as well. And in podcast news, Twitter has a new podcast called I Wish I Knew. It highlights how research at Twitter works. And Same Same But Tech is hosted by Mauhan M. Zanusi, the excellently named head of innovation at Spotify, and looks at how tech is reshaping our culture one analogy at a time. It's just started season 2. And that's the latest from our newsletter. For all the links, we're at podnews.net.